Internet. Nerdist Science Editor Kyle Hill here. Now, what is going on with that dress? What color is it? Is it blue and black, or is it white and gold? Well, if you do the analysis in Photoshop, it definitely seems like it's blue or maybe some orangish kind of black, but why is this individual difference so huge? Why are people so adamant that fundamentally this is a white and gold dress or this is a blue and black dress? Well, I think it has something to do with your brain and how we are evolved to perceive color. So when we are evolving, we evolved to sense different colors in a certain lighting scheme, and that was the day to night scheme. In early morning, it's brightish pink and red into the whitish blue parts of the afternoon, and then back to more dark red and pink. Now, when we see something, light is bouncing off of an object, entering our eyes, and then our brain is subtracting and adding information, trying to correct for the typical day-night cycle that we've evolved to perceive colors in. But this dress, this specific dress in the lighting that the picture was taken in, it is hitting on this perfect perceptual boundary. It is hitting on a certain wavelength of light in a certain condition, emitted and seen on your computer screen, that is causing our brain to flick between different interpretations of what this color actually is. It's kind of like when you see a three-dimensional cube drawn out on a piece of paper. You can make it appear as though different edges are popping into or out of the page depending on what you're focusing on, and that's because your brain has a number of different models for what a three-dimensional cube can look like. The same goes for this dress. Because you are seeing it under different lighting conditions on your phone, on your tablet, in a certain illuminated room or not, or in your bedroom. These are all different conditions, and everyone is slightly different in their visual perception, not to mention color blindness and things like this. So when we see that, the brain is teetering on the same kind of, it doesn't know which model to use, so it interprets and adds and subtracts information from this color scheme accordingly. And so that's why so many people can fundamentally say, no, this is black, no, this is white. Well, to them it is black or it is white because of how their brain is teetering around this perceptual edge. Now, that is something to go to Twitter with.